one law in Havara b'Yom Tov. The halakha does allow us to light the Nerot on Yom Tov from existing flames, but of course it has to be for a tzorech. Normally for a tzorech, let's say, is bishul, you need to cook. So from an existing flame, you could light the pilot in order, or the barbecue or something like that, in order to be able to cook. But for, you know, no purpose, so then clearly, even from an existing flame, one would not be able to light something. The question would be, let's say, a nir neshama. Guy wants to light a yahrzeit candle. He has a yahrzeit on the day of Yom Tov. Chaim Ben Zion says that that's considered a tzorech, and that would be okay. It's an interesting case, although you don't see it that often. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Tavkuf Yudalit and Sif Katan Namer, also in Shari Tzion over there. But let's say a brit milah on Yom Tov. And the custom of the brit milah is to go around with the seniyah and you put the candles. So technically, on Yom Tov itself, obviously you're not going to go put money in the seniyah, which is forbidden. But the custom was to light nerot, the chbod Eliyahu Navi, like the Tosfot says in Masechet Sanhedrin and the Midbet. So therefore, according to that custom that used to light nerot at the time of the brit milah, the chbod Eliyahu Navi would be permissible on Yom Tov with his brit milah, from existing flames, of course, to light these nerot and leave them in place in order to have a kavod of the brit milah. Again, you don't see it that often, because normally when we light the seniyas, candles, we usually collect the money with it. So, but once we don't do that, so we stop the whole thing. But technically there was a place that just had a custom just to light nerot. Lechbod Eliyahu Navi, there would not be a problem to do such a thing from an existing flame on Yom Tov. Of course, once you light it, you can't extinguish it, because it remains until it goes out by itself.